Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, parties are assessing their losses and gains across the county today, with all established parties losing seats but also making some gains. Meanwhile, Mairead McGuinness is the first Irish MEP to be elected in the European Parliament after voting on Friday. A young County Fermanagh man has appeared in court in Donegal charged with dangerous driving, causing the deaths of two people and serious bodily harm to another in the county last year. And a parish priest in Derry says while significant damage was caused by a weekend fire at the Holy Family Church in Ballymacgorty, it could have been a lot worse. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, so far just one MEP has been elected on the second day of counting. Mairead McGuinness got over the line in the Midlands Northwest constituency on the first count. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Mairead McGuinness comfortably over the line on the first count in Midlands Northwest to become the first MEP elected. That first count indicated that her party colleague Maria Walsh will join her, helped by transfers. Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy and independent Luke Ming Flanagan will also likely keep their seats. Kieran Cuff set to top the poll in Dublin, but after nine counts he's still waiting for a quota. Fine Gael's Francis Fitzgerald could also get over the line in Dublin this evening. Ireland South though is going quite a bit slower. No first count reached there yet, and it looks like it could be a very long week for those waiting on results in Cork.
A young County Fermanagh man has appeared in court in Donegal charged with dangerous driving, causing the deaths of two people and serious bodily harm to another in the county last year. 21-year-old Joseph Gilroy of Lisnaskey, County Fermanagh, is charged with dangerous driving causing death. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Mother of one, Shiva Devine from Ballyken, County Fermanagh, who was in her early 20s, died along with Conall McAleer of Aderney, County Fermanagh, also in his early 20s, when the car in which they were travelling hit a wall in the early hours of August 19th last in Bundoran. The defendant was in court accompanied by a member of his family, as well as the third alleged victim, Rachel Elliott, also from County Fermanagh. Sergeant Oliver Devenny told Donegal Town District Court that the state was seeking directions from the DPP with a view to proceeding an indictment. The sergeant asked for the case to be put back for preparation of a book of evidence. Judge Kevin Kilrain remanded the defendant on bail on condition that he not interfere with any of the families or witnesses in the case. The case was adjourned to Ballyshannon District Court on June 21st.
Management at Letterkenny University Hospital say the emergency department and the medical assessment unit are extremely busy today. According to the latest Trolley Watch report, the hospital is the second most overcrowded in the country, with 40 people awaiting admission there this morning. People are being advised to only attend the hospital in the case of real emergencies. Laura Donnelly has more.
The hospital has admitted a significant number of ill patients recently, many of whom remain in the ED and in the medical assessment unit awaiting a bed. A number of beds are closed to admissions in Medical Ward 5 as part of ongoing control measures following cases of CPE on the ward, and this is contributing to longer waits for patients who need to be admitted. As a result, members of the public are asked to contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance. Patients attending ED are prioritised, with urgent cases treated first. Management at the hospital have apologised for the distress or inconvenience caused to patients who are experiencing long wait times.
Parties are assessing their losses and gains across the county today, with all established parties losing seats but also making some gains. Fianna Fáil have 12 seats, up one. Sinn Féin have 10, also up one. Fine Gael are unchanged on 6, while Labour has 1, and there are 8 independents. The new council will be a mix of established names and new faces. Catherine Gaffney has been looking at the makeup of the incoming Donegal County Council.
In the Buncrana electoral area, Paul Canning, Rena Donaghy, Jack Murray and Nicholas Crossan were returned to the council, joined by newcomer Terry Crossan. Conversely, it's As You Were and Karen Donagh, with Martin McDermott, Martin Farron, Albert Doherty and Bernard McGuinness returned. In the Glantees electoral area, returning councillors Micheál Colum-McGilla-Aspig, John Hamish O'Farrey and Marie-Thérèse Gallagher are being joined by new faces Michael McClafferty, Anthony Malloy and Nori McGarvey. A number of new faces too in the Letterkenny electoral area, with Kieran Brogan, Jimmy Kavanagh, Michael McBride and Jerry McMonagle, joined by Kevin Bradley, Donal Coyle and Manus Mandy Kelly. It's As You Were in the Lifford-Stranorlar electoral area, with Martin Harley, Patrick McGowan, Gary Doherty, Jerry Crawford, Frank McBertie and Liam Doherty returned. And a similar story in the Milford electoral area, where John O'Donnell, Liam Blaney and Ian McGarvey have all been returned. The final seats in the Donegal Municipal District went to Micheál Nocton of Fianna Fáil, Barry Sweeney of Fianna Gael, Michael McMahon of Sinn Féin and Tom Conaghan Independent, along with Niamh Kennedy Independent and Sinn Féin's Noel Jordan.
Perhaps the biggest shock was the loss of his seat by outgoing Cathaoirleach Seamus O'Donnell, who says the attention he paid to his role as Cathaoirleach may have had an impact. He also believes he was adversely affected by the attention which was centred on an LIS application in his name.
It's very disappointing. I feel most disappointed for my own family, for my many, many supporters who done their bit, and I suppose up until last week or the middle of the week beforehand, everything was going according to plan. Unfortunately, as you do know yourself, there was a very orchestrated and pointed campaign taken against me by a select group of individuals, and I suppose it had detrimental effects. But I did try to do my very best for Donegal when I was serving as mayor of the county for the last year. But I wanted to be positive about Donegal. I wanted to serve the people of Donegal in an ambassadorial and a very serious role. I done that, and perhaps that also added to the much reduced vote that I had received, because I did put so much into it and I put my heart and soul into serving the people of Donegal. But look, I respect more than anything the decision that the people have taken, and I am somebody that believes in the democratic process, and I will accept the decision that has been made even though it hasn't gone in my favour.
Councillor O'Donnell was one of two outgoing Fianna Fáil councillors to lose out in the Glantees electoral area, although both were replaced by running mates. The other, Enda Bonner, claimed he received no support from the party after he was added to the ticket after losing out at a convention, something he says was reflected on the doorsteps. He says the party needs to reflect on its future.
All I can tell you is that in my campaign this time, that there wasn't any Fianna Fáil to be seen. The people I spoke to on the doors were all persons, talks between me and them. I have great fear about how Fianna Fáil stands, even in the rural communities. I hope we can get our act together and get back and get some younger people, for example, down in Guido to stand for the party. But I don't know. I'm only in the second cogs of the wheel. There are people in the higher cogs of the wheel, and things have been made a mess in recent years.
Responding, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher reflected on his loss in Europe 5 years ago, saying that after that, he got on with it. He says in West Donegal, proper procedures were followed and no one has an automatic right to be on a ticket.
Let's be very clear about this. Fianna Fáil had a convention in Burtonport and there was a contest between Enda Bonner and Nori McGarvey. The outcome of that convention was 33-26. There's a view that a sitting councillor should not be challenged, and I don't agree with that, but Enda got his chance. The party decided to add him. I know all about headquarters going back 5 years ago, this day 5 years ago, and there was interference then, but I got on with it.
A parish priest in Derry says while significant damage was caused by a weekend fire at the Holy Family Church in Ballymacgorty, it could have been a lot worse. Police are continuing to investigate the blaze, which they believe to have been started deliberately by two men at around 10:30 on Friday night last. The fire is reported to have gutted an outbuilding close to the church, while also causing damage to the parochial house and the roof of the church. Police are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. Father Paddy O'Kane says things could have had a very different outcome.
It's very, very hurtful to the community, because the churches are, and the church area is a sacred space for the people of the area, and where a lot of important events take place. Like, we just recently had our first communion there, and our first communion again next weekend, and we have weddings, baptisms and funerals. We had a funeral there this morning. So the church could have, we're grateful the church didn't burn, and my parochial house too. the windows were burned and the window broken, but my bedroom window. But I could have been there. I could have been, if it happened during the night, I could have been burned myself. So, you know, a lot of things didn't happen which might have happened, and we're grateful for that. I'm also very grateful for the support in the community. It's been tremendous, the number of people that have been in touch offering their support. And I'm very grateful to the fire service and the police and all the agencies that came to our help, you know.
Now, police are following a line of inquiry in that two men may have deliberately started this fire. Obviously, you'd be looking for anyone who knows information about that to come forward.
If anybody's any information, yes, I would please tell the police, but I can't make any comment on that at this stage. That's too early. As regards the young people who did this, I can't understand how they could get any joy out of burning people's property. So they need our prayers and forgiveness. We've forgiven them. We prayed for them at the weekend. There's no point in holding on to grudges or resentments. No, we've forgiven them. If we just think these young boys that did this need all the help.
Irish Rural Link says people in rural communities are most at risk of fuel and energy poverty. Its annual conference in Athlone today has been told this is mainly because of the lack of alternative heating and energy sources. Irish Rural Link CEO Seamus Boland says instead of looking at carbon taxes, the government should help people retrofit their homes to make them more energy efficient and also help introduce new energy opportunities.
Developing technologies like heat pumps, like solar power, and other types of technological solutions, they are the future. Many new houses now have to, I think, comply with those kind of regulations where you use air and you compress it and you heat it and you create all the heating for the household. But it also means the household must be insulated properly and it must be capable of managing that system. The technology is there. We just have to go and do it.
Wind is another alternative form of energy provision. Now, it is a contentious subject, particularly in parts of Donegal, where there is a belief that there is a proliferation of wind farms that has become excessive. Does Irish Rural Link take a position on that?
Our position is we know of plenty of areas around the country where the wind farm situation works, but that's usually achieved when the companies involved start talking properly to the communities involved, ensuring that the siting of the wind farm is away from housing, ensuring that there is sufficient compensation for houses who may be nearby or may be caught up in the whole wind farm situation. But communities have to be talked to. And we would also say that if you're going to put a wind farm in an area and it is going to inconvenience houses, you have to build in and factor in a budget to cover the compensation effectively for that, because it's unfair to expect them to shoulder all of the price.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Liverpool jersey.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps and Derry City do battle for the second time in 4 days tonight at the Brandywell Stadium. Last Friday saw Derry pick up all 3 points in a league meeting, but tonight it's an EA Sports Cup clash that sees Derry trying to hold on to the trophy they won last year. In Harps team news, Harry Ascroft, Gareth Harkin, Mark Timlin, Kieran Gallagher, John Kavanagh and Michael Gallagher are injured, while Jacob Borg is ruled out as he serves a one-match suspension. Harps boss Ollie Horgan says that they need to match Derry's hunger, which they didn't do on Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait. look, that's you know, it's an EA Sports Cup game, a chance of getting to semi-final. Derry, the haulers on it, like, but we need to address what happened there tonight. At second half wasn't good enough, and we need to look at personnel as well. You know, that I won't say we threw the towel in, but we certainly were outthought, and Derry were far hungrier than us, which we thought we could match them for that. If you don't match them for that, you deserve nothing out of it.
Derry's Kieran Harkin, who scored a hat-trick in Friday night's game, expects Declan Devine to field a strong team.
I was supposed to say it'd be a decent enough team out, and if not the same, but obviously I'll be freshening a few things up. I don't think we have no game next week, so we might need to freshen things up, but we'll be looking to get into the next the semi-final anyway, so that's the main thing. We're trying to get a home draw in the semi-final. That's what we're looking for now. The main thing that we've been trying to do is trying to get back to playing a bit of football, and it took us a while to get in there tonight, but we got there then and we passed the ball well, and you see what happens then. The benefits come then when we pass the ball, we create loads of chances and we get on and goal.
We will have live updates from that EA Sports Cup quarterfinal at the Brandywell this evening with Martin Holmes as from the 7:45pm kickoff time. Elsewhere tonight in the League Cup, Bohemians play host to Cork City. First Division Bray entertain Waterford, while SSE Airtricity, a Premier Division leaders Dundalk, take on UCD. Cross channel, Aston Villa have been promoted back to the Premier League. Watching their playoff final win over Derby at Wembley was Joe Rawson.
Full time, it's finished. Aston Villa 2, Derby County 1. Elation for Villa and their supporters, including Prince William, because they are back in the big time of English football. Both Villa goals coming either side of half time. First, Anwar El Ghazi's stooping header, and then John McGinn capitalising on an error by Derby goalkeeper Kelly Roos. Jack Marriott's late strike handed Derby a lifeline, but it's Villa who will be playing in the Premier League next season. What a party it's going to be for their supporters. Full-time, Aston Villa 2, Derby County 1.
In Gaelic games, Donegal have 12 more days to prepare for their Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final against Tyrone following their win over Fermanagh at Brewster Park yesterday. Declan Boner's men ran out 15 points to 9 points winners after the full time whistle, but it was a tight affair up until the dying minutes. Donegal's Paddy McGrath told Tom Comack that Donegal stuck to what they were good at.
Yeah, we're delighted to come here and just get the result today and kind of get through that game. It wasn't easy at times, you know, it was a tight game, and Fermanagh put up a good fight to the dead, but no, thankfully we got over the line.
Yeah, how difficult a game was it to play in? Because really, until the last few minutes, I don't think you could say that you were home and hosed.
Yeah, it was difficult. I mean, Fermanagh got a lot of numbers back behind the ball, and, you know, that's sometimes difficult to break down, hey, but thankfully we just stuck to what we were good at, and we just kept picking that. Thankfully, hey, we just kind of edged ahead, and then Fermanagh had the madness there.
And you can hear more reaction from that game in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Donegal's semi-final meeting with Tyrone will take place on Saturday the 8th of June at Kingspan Breffni Park in Cavan, with throw-in scheduled for 5pm. Derry will travel to Wexford in the first round of qualifiers in the All-Ireland Football Championship Series. When the sides last met in the league back in March, Derry were 2-point winners in what was a high-scoring clash. The tie of the round is an all-Ulster affair, as Monaghan are set to face Rory Gallagher's Fermanagh. The full draw will see Wexford host Derry, Monaghan host Fermanagh. Wicklow travel to Leitrim, Louth at home to Antrim. Down make the trip to Tipperary, Offaly are playing London. Westmeath host Waterford, and Carlow will play either Kildare or Longford. Dates, times and venues for the first round qualifiers will be confirmed tomorrow. In rugby, Rob Kearney has ended speculation about his immediate future. The fullback has confirmed off the ball that he has agreed a new contract to tie him to Leinster until the end of next season. Kearney's current deal expires after the World Cup. Sean O'Brien will miss that World Cup in Japan. The departing Leinster flanker requires hip surgery and will be out for up to 6 months. The absence will also delay the start of O'Brien's career at London Irish. And finally, in tennis, Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic have both eased into the second round at Roland Garros. Defending champion Nadal saw off German qualifier Yannick Hanfmann in straight sets, while Djokovic needed just 96 minutes to beat the Pole Hubert Hurkacz, also in straight sets. Serena Williams is searching for a 24th career singles Grand Slam. She's currently playing the experienced Russian Vitaly Diachenko, and the latest there is that they're still in the first set, with Diachenko leading by 4-2. That's all your sport here on Highland this evening. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning, but for now it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, police are appealing to two young women who may have been sexually assaulted in Derry on Saturday to contact them. It's believed that the two women were assaulted in two separate incidents. Shauna Regan reports.
Police in Derry are appealing to two young women who may have been sexually assaulted outside a music festival in the Ebrington Square area of the city in the early hours of Saturday morning. In a statement, the PSNI Sergeant Alford said it's understood that two women made individual disclosures to staff, but both left the area before police could be informed. The two women were reportedly assaulted in two separate incidents during the early hours of Saturday. However, after informing staff, they left the area before the PSNI were made aware of the incidents. Alford appealed to the young women to contact the PSNI and asked members of the public to contact the police with any information that might prove useful.
Meanwhile, a 32-year-old man arrested in Strabane on Saturday on suspicion of benefits fraud and being involved in an illegal lottery has been released on police bail pending further inquiries. The man had been arrested by detectives from the PS Nice Terrorism Investigation Unit on suspicion of membership of a proscribed organisation. He was released and immediately re-arrested for questioning on the alleged benefits fraud and lottery involvement. And the Garda Representative Association has paid tribute to two Gardaí who tragically died at the weekend, one in Mayo, the other in Wexford. Tributes have also been paid in Donegal. Carlene Orr has more.
GRA President Jim Mulligan has paid tribute to Garda David Hearn and Garda John McCallion, both of whom who died tragically over the weekend. Garda Hearn, who was in a diving accident off Hoquet, was attached to the road traffic unit in the southeast. He previously served as a diver in the Garda Water Unit and in July 2002 was one of the crew of a Garda boat which rescued six people from the water off Rathmullen when their boat, the Charlie's Angel, began to sink rapidly. Meanwhile, Garda John McCallion, who died while cycling near his home in Swinford, County Mayo, came from a family of Gardaí. Mr Mulligan said his death will be particularly painful for his family because of his brother. Robbie was killed in the line of duty in County Donegal 10 years ago last month. He added the passing of both men is all the more tragic considering they leave behind seven children between them.
For weather now, sunny spells and widespread showers continuing this evening, many of the showers heavy and thundery. It will be blustery in moderate to fresh west to northwest winds, with lowest temperatures tonight of 5 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a young County Fermanagh man has appeared in court in Donegal charged with dangerous driving causing the deaths of two people and serious bodily harm to another in the county last year. 21-year-old Joseph Gilroy of Listeniskee, County Fermanagh, is charged with dangerous driving causing death. Management at Letterkenny University Hospital say the emergency department and the medical assessment unit are extremely busy today. According to the latest Trolley Watch report, the hospital is the second most overcrowded in the country, with 40 people awaiting admission there this morning. Parties are assessing their losses and gains across the county today, with all the established parties losing seats but also making some gains. Fianna Fáil have 12 seats, up one. Sinn Féin have 10, also up one. Fine Gael are unchanged on 6, while Labour has 1, and there are 8 independents. And a parish priest in Derry says while significant damage was caused by a weekend fire at the Holy Family Church in Ballymacgorty, it could have been a lot worse. Police are continuing to investigate the blaze, which they believe to have been started deliberately by two men at around 10:30 on Friday night last. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 27th of May. The death has taken place of Anne Doherty, Glen Keane, Ballylosky Road, Carndonagh, formerly of Cornley, Meand Lass, Ballybuffet. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Ellen Nellie Doherty, Calhaim, 12 Ivish Road, Strabane, formerly of Kinahan, 20 Silverhill Road, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:15 for Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Glenmoran at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Jean Conaghan, Monfad, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham at 11 on Wednesday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Catherine McCreary, Altna Paste, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, first service at 2:00 in St John's Church, Kilty Vogue, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Stranorra Church of Ireland graveyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Barnes View Patients Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorra, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Margaret Gallagher, Calhame, Anagree. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Anagree, with interment afterwards in the Old Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desire to Ardes Gwydor, care of any family member, or Sean Madlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, Gaddy Duff, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at St Columbkill's Oratory, Clonmany. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St Michael's Church, Uris, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in St Mary's Church Cemetery, Clonmany. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to St Columbkill's Village, care of Comiskey Funeral Directors. Oratory private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of John McMenamin, 60 Tully Carr Road, Castle Derg. John's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahi Yarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Benny O'Kane, 17 Glengranna Gardens, Park, County Derry. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of May McElhenney, Cleggan, Hornhead, Dunfanaghy and formerly Boyd, Carrick Finn. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Hornhead. Funeral service in Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in Clondahorkey Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Lake House Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Harkins Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Annie Hall, née Coyle, Killavrick, Kindrum, Fanad. Her remains are reposing at the family home. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Wheelchair Association or the Parkinson's Association of Ireland, care of any family member. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. And the death has taken place of James Chico McGinley, 20 Melmount Gardens, Strabane, formerly of Orchard Street, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his sister Tina Moore's home at 7 Orchard Street, Strabane. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.